This is Today's Dollar. I'm Mark Andrews with DC and Ron Essery from IPG. Guys, how you doing today?
Doing real well, Mark.
Doing really good.
And we are here to learn about today's dollar or money, or more specifically, DC, what are we really talking about?
Well, when we started this program a couple of weeks ago, when Ron and I were throwing this thing around, one of the things that we wanted to bring to our audience was detail on products that are available for the consumer. And we talked about bringing on CPAs and bankers, and today we have the pleasure of having our actuaries here with us today, and they're going to explain how an annuity is built, among other things.
All right, Ron, I'm completely clueless on many things, and especially money. What are we even talking about here?
Well, we're talking about savings accounts that are offered by insurance companies, and they do this in a product known as a tax-deferred annuity. And many people know what they are, but you have to understand how it works for the consumer, how does it work for the insurance company, and we wanted to bring education to the public where they fully understand what happens when they decide to put money in an annuity with an insurance company.
Why do I want to do that?
Well, there's various reasons. A lot of people have the benefits they like. I'll give you an example. I was speaking to an actuary one day in an insurance company that has issued hundreds of thousands of contracts. And I asked him, I said, you know, how many people have come in there and bought an annuity with you? And then in a couple of years, they decided, you know, maybe I don't want this thing, and I think I'll take my money and go do something different. And he said to me, he said, you know, Ron, I probably couldn't pull the data, but I bet it's less than 0.5%. So I said to him, I said, what does that tell you? People put money in annuities and they keep it till they die. I don't know why. Maybe the reason is they like it because they don't pay taxes on it. Maybe a reason is it avoids probate court and they can pass it by beneficiary. Maybe they like the safety of it, but they have a various comfort level in doing it, and it fits their comfort level for what they're looking for. Or these people wouldn't carry it till they die.
So it sounds like a good idea. You said you've brought your actuaries with you, so what's an actuary? They look kind of human to me.
Well, yes, we have a department in our company, an actuarial department. And basically what happens to us, an insurance company may come to us and say, like several have, you know, we'd like to do about $500 million in annuity business. Can you tell us what the product needs to look like for the consumer for them to get a very good benefit, but at the same time meet our profit objectives? And so we get together and we put that together for them, and then we take it to them and say, I believe if you put this on the market and take it to brokers all over the United States, that they will find the good in it for their customers, and you'll go get your $500 million in sales. So to do that, you have to understand how the insurance company takes in the money, what do they do with the money, how do we even come up with a rate we can pay a consumer, how about the benefits that we want to offer people. Actuaries do all this pricing for you, and they report back whether what you can do is possible or not, and it all based on the interest rate environment we're in today and what you can do with it. So I wanted to have a show where we could sit down and tell you how things, it'd be like how the watch is built. Everybody knows what time it is, but can you teach me so I understand what you do with my money when I bring it to you?
So actuaries are kind of like teachers, and maybe they predict the future a little bit?
Well, I find them to be math people, and they're much smarter than me. And they can figure out things that there's no way I could do that. And I'll tell you, I've had them in my career now for about 30 years, and I've really enjoyed having them in my company and affiliated, because what I'm trying to get to is truth. What is it really going to do for the consumer? Because whatever I tell them, that's what I really want it to do. And I don't know how you can get there if you don't have actuaries that can explain that to you.
Well, let's meet our actuaries and see who they really are.
Okay, I want to start by, I want to introduce you first to Shane Stamatis. Shane and I have been together for about 14 years. And what I would like for Shane to do today, when somebody decides they'd like to put money in an annuity, I want him to explain what does an insurance company do with that money for the consumer.
All right, Shane, come on down. You're our next guest.
Okay, thanks.
Nice to meet you, Shane.
Nice to meet you. When an insurance company sells an annuity, it's much, as Ron was describing, it's much like a savings account. And so when you think of what a bank does with the money, they go and invest the money, and then they credit you something less than what they're investing. And that's exactly what an insurance company is doing. They take the money, they invest it, usually in loans to corporations, which are known as corporate bonds. And these loans pay an interest rate to the company. And then that, after they take off their what we call pricing spread, which is covering the company's profit and expenses, they credit you what's left. These investments vary by company. Some companies invest in longer or shorter loans, some in more risky loans. Obviously, they will also include things that act like these corporate loans. The most similar and familiar you'd be familiar with would be mortgages, and whether they're commercial mortgages or residential mortgages, all of these assets then back create a yield that the company then can credit to the customer.
Why is it safer? Because I've heard that this is safer than just going down to the stock market yourself. Other than my being completely ignorant of everything, why is it safer to do it through the insurance company?
Well, the carrier specializes. They have an investment department that specializes in these investments, for one thing. And so there are two things that make it safer. Number one is that they're good at it and they specialize. But number two, that they're doing it in bulk. As Ron was pointing out, they're buying hundreds of millions of dollars of these investments. And so if I were to go and buy a corporate bond, invest in a corporate bond by myself, if that thing goes belly up, I just lost my money. The corporation couldn't pay me back. And also, because I'm dealing with small assets, I'm not going to get the yield that the corporation is able to get. So the key there, the thing that makes it safer, is that they're living by the law of large numbers. They're living in large numbers and diversification.
So are the return rates, are they comparable to like mutual funds and things like that?
They are not really comparable to mutual funds. They're more comparable to what a CD or a savings account at a bank would do. And I would expect that they would exceed that of a bank for a number of reasons. The investment in an annuity and the investments that back the annuity are longer term than what a CD at a bank is going to use, or a savings account.
Well, let me ask kind of all of you this general question here. For the last, I don't know, 20 years, it seems, interest rates that the Fed messes with have been, you know, super low, but that affects how much money banks can pay you, correct? And so this must be better than a bank rate.
You're exactly right. The interest rates today are micro rates. We are in, Ron likes to call it, the new interest rate environment, because we used to call it a low interest rate environment. But it's been so low for so long that consumers are looking for a place where they can go and find a better interest rate. And corporations are better at doing that than we are as individual investors. And they're better not just because they're bigger, it's what they specialize in.
Maybe another dumb question, because this is something I'm really trying to learn. I know that, you know, for instance, an average bank rate is like 1%, I think, at my bank. That's a waste of time to put money in there, because doesn't interest eat that away anyway? Or inflation, I should say. Doesn't inflation like wipe out the little piddly stuff you're getting at a bank?
Absolutely. Inflation's going to dig into that. But that's part of the planning process that Ron and DC would go through.
Okay. So they can help you. Basically, you're in the business of teaching people how to manage their money. Is that a correct statement, Ron?
Yeah. What we do is, the philosophy behind the tax-deferred annuity is it's safe, just like your CD. The difference is an insurance company will manage that asset a lot cheaper than what another institution would charge you to manage your money. So they'll pass on more of a savings. So an example of that would be today, like you said, maybe I have a savings account down at the bank and somebody wants to pay me 1%, and people go, wow, that's just not enough for me. I've got to do something different. Well, in these annuities today, even in this low interest rate environment, we're finding we can yield 3% and 4%. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot, but it's 300% better than the bank's paying.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people say, you know, I understand at times when interest rates are low that I will take less, but I still have a responsibility to get as much as I can. So the goal in the annuity is to figure out a way to credit the highest interest rate we can without risking the deposit.
Well, that sounds like a good thing to learn. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of Today's Dollar right here on FM 103.7 and AM 710 KCMO. You're listening to Today's Dollar. I'm Mark Andrews, and DC and Ron are here with me today. DC, how do they get a hold of you?
They can reach us at 913-317-9210, and you just ask for Ron or DC, and if it's after hours, just leave a message and we'll call you back the next day. They can also look us up on todaysdollarshow.com, and at the bottom of that page there's a tab that you can leave some information. And this is just part of our educational process. You know, when we started this show, that we wanted to bring valuable information to not only individuals out there, but brokers. I mean, this is very important information for agents and brokers out there.
So it's not just teaching people like me, but teaching the professionals as well and providing information for them.
Yes, that's true. That's part of our business, is providing this information and education to brokers throughout the United States.
All right. Ron, you've helped me realize that just dumping my money in a savings account at my bank where it's, I don't know, 0.5 to 1%, that it's better to look at annuities and things like that. Now that I do that, what's next?
Well, the thing you want to do is you want to look at what are the benefits of having an annuity outside of just this interest rate. So Carrie Freeberger is with us today. She's an actuary that works for us, and Carrie's designed all kinds of annuities over the past 15 years for insurance companies. So she's very familiar with all the benefits that are being offered to the consumer today. And I'd like for Carrie to take some time and cover some of that.
Thanks, Ron. Yeah, so with an annuity, you're actually getting an insurance contract. And with that, we're able to pay better interest than what you could get at the bank. But you're able to get insurance benefits as well. Those include liquidity. You get free withdrawal benefits. 5-10%. Some companies allow you to pull out 50% cumulative withdrawals in their contracts. You get death benefits. They can be full account value death benefits. They can be enhanced death benefits that might help cover taxes that you might pay upon death.
So you're not going to get penalized for like early withdrawals, or if you need, I guess, liquid cash or something like that?
That's right. Now, you can't necessarily walk away with your entire contract until a surrender charge term would be up. And that can range from, we have contracts with 3-year surrender charge terms all the way up to 16-year terms. So When you purchase an annuity, you kind of sign up for a period of time. But within that period of time, you have access to your funds. They're always your funds, and you have access to a portion of them. There's also additional benefits like nursing home benefits and unemployment riders can come attached to some of the annuities as well to help cover you in those unexpected circumstances as well.
Gary, walk me through the process here just a minute. If I have money invested, say either in my bank or like a mutual fund, and I have an emergency where I need some of my money out, what happens to me versus what you're talking about with annuities?
Well, so again, it depends really what vehicle we're talking about. I mean, if you're talking about a savings account, with a savings account, you get a low interest rate. It might be, gosh, 10 basis points right now. It could be as high as 50 basis points right now. But you really can get all of that money out whenever you would like to. With annuities, you might say get a 3% interest rate right now, much higher rate than at the bank. But what we would say is you could get out 10% of your account value at any point without any sort of penalty. You can always take out more than that, but you might get some sort of early withdrawal penalty if you did so.
All right, so there's a cost to whatever. Ron, can you add to that?
Yeah, just a little. You know, when somebody puts money in a certificate of a deposit, typically they have to sign up for some length of time to get any kind of rate. And when you go into the bank, you look at little boards there, they'll have anywhere from 1 year to 5 year, and they'll tell you what those rates would be. Well, the liquidity, let's take somebody that says, you know, I want to have a 3 year rate. So the bank will say, okay, here's my 3 year rate. Let's say that 3 year rate is 1%. That'd probably be pretty high today, but let's say they could. If an emergency happened and you needed anything outside of that interest rate, they're going to penalize you on the entire certificate, even if you only needed $500. When you work with an annuity, let's take an example. Somebody puts in $10,000, and I decide to sign up for a specific time. I always have a 10% free liquidity. So on a $10,000 contract, I could take out $1,000 a year every year. I could actually remove all of my money over a 10-year period by taking out $1,000 a year, not pay any penalty. But if for some reason, let's say I needed an additional $500, not just $1,000, they only penalize me on the portion that I remove, not the entire account. And that's a tremendous difference in having somebody that penalizes you on the entire account. And when you sit back and you think about a certificate of deposit, so many people will sign up, let's say, for a 3 year. Well, what happens when the 3 year comes? Well, they sign up again for 3 more years. And unless your emergency happens at the week you're renewing the CD, you are in a penalty for your entire life. In an annuity, even if I sign up and let's say I buy a 5 year annuity, when the 5 years is up, my penalty is gone forever. So my money is 100% liquid all the time now. I'm getting a better interest rate, and I have tax deferral until I choose to spend it. So a lot of people find that really it is a smart purchase.
How do you guys help the average person out there learn this? What steps do they need to go through to learn more?
Well, you know, we're trying to have a radio show of information. You can, if you have any questions, you can call us. We'll answer those questions. We do business with a lot of agents across the country. All you have to do is get a hold of us, and we'll get you the answers that you're looking for should you have any questions.
DC, give them the website again.
Yeah, our website is todaysdollarshow.com. Get on there, check us out. We actually have pictures of the people that are going to be on our show in the future. Or you can call us at 913-317-9210.
All right, we'll be back with more of Today's Dollar right here on FM 103.7 and AM 710 KCMO. This is Today's Dollar. You're listening to Today's Dollar with DC and Ron Essery from IPG, and I'm your host, Mark Andrews, trying to learn how to do things with money that I didn't even know were possible. I was told that the only way to make money today is not at a bank, because they don't have any interest to play with, but was invest in the stock market. The stock market supposedly has had a good return, if it's not crashing at one time or another. Annuities sounds, though, like could be a better deal because it's safer. And what are the other advantages, Ron?
Well, the advantages are they can, and we'll get into this a little later, they have some annuities have great yields. And when people start looking at those yields and they say, wow, it's for people who do not want to risk their money. That is the big issue. Some people feel comfortable putting their money in the market, doesn't matter their age, and they feel comfortable risking it. Many people do not feel comfortable doing that, and they would much rather figure out a way to earn interest on that money, but whatever we do, please don't risk my deposit.
When you talk about saving money, we're talking more of long-term versus short-term.
Yeah, I'd like for Carrie to cover that a little bit. Because it's part of the benefit of the annuity?
Yeah, I mean, as I said before, we really have annuities that range from 3 years all the way down to 16 years. Now, really, when an investor is trying to think how long they want their money tied up, if they're willing to go longer, the insurance company rewards them for sticking with them for that period of time. So what you find is these 3-4 year products, they're better than what you could get at a bank in a CD, but they're more like CD-like products, okay? But when we get out to the 7, 10, 15, even 15 years, some clients, some younger clients might go with a 16-year contract. When you get out there, you can get bigger interest credits, and a lot of those products tend to have bonuses attached to them as well. Some of the shorter products do as well, but they're smaller bonuses. So, these premium bonuses is what they're called, and they're a really popular feature, especially if you think back to 2008, when people may have lost 40% in the stock market, and we could say, hey, why don't you come over here to an insurance contract? We can guarantee that you will never lose any more money. And in addition to that, day one, we will increase your premium by 10% just because you purchased this insurance contract. So if you had $100,000, day one, you would have $110,000. So premium bonuses are a really good boost, especially if someone's trying to recover some interest that they maybe have lost. It's also a good boost for older clients as well. If they got that increase to their account value, it means their death benefits, benefits to their beneficiaries increased 10% as well, just like that, just overnight. So those are really good benefits too. And one thing I want to just point out again is all of this interest crediting, whether it's a bonus, whether it's a rate, all of that in an annuity is tax deferred. So no one ever has to pay any taxes until they start receiving money. If they start receiving it as a withdrawal, as a lifetime income payment, as a death benefit. But as long as it is sitting there and growing, you don't have any tax liability with having your money with an annuity.
Ron, you have with Sean and Carrie, a young staff. What do you teach young people about really saving money now? Because it's so easy to get caught up with raising the kids and doing all this stuff now and not thinking about the future.
I would say there's never a wrong time to start. You know, you can't get somewhere unless you're willing to start down that road. And when I look back, I'm 65 now. I started on my own portfolio probably in my mid-30s. And although it didn't seem like a lot at the time, when I try to think back, I think I started my first savings with like $300 a month. But I knew I needed to do something. And what I liked about it is once I started doing it, I forgot about it. It became just like an expense to me. And what really rewards me today is I look back and I look at those savings and I look at what they've turned into, and it's been amazing that I chose tax deferral, so I don't have to take out any interest for all those years and give it to the government. I can keep that interest and keep earning interest on the tax money. And I've been amazed at how fast it grows. You know, some people, I've had people say, oh, I don't like annuities. And I said, well, why don't you like them? Well, this person told me it was a bad deal. And, you know, all I ask people to do is go get information. Get the truth. You're smart enough to figure out whether that's good for you or not, and work within your comfort level. And I think we'll find a lot of people that decide these annuities are pretty good deals. If I were to ask Carrie, how much annuities are sold on an annual basis today, what would you say?
Well, I'd say for fixed annuities, we're looking at $40 billion, $50 billion, depending on the year. Yeah, and that's excluding variable annuities where you can get a loss and you have some of the stock market issues.
And I guess the way I feel about that is if somebody said, oh, Ronnie, we're doing $40 billion in mutual funds, I'm not going to tell people they were wrong. But somebody likes something out of this annuity, or $40 billion wouldn't be going into it. And people wouldn't care it until they die. So there's something that people really like about it. That's why the market continues to grow. And it becomes a tremendous tool for seniors. Because their thinking at the end of their life is not what it was when they were 35 years old. I certainly don't think the same way I do today at 65, or the risks I want to take when I was 35. So it's just lining up people's wishes with what they're trying to accomplish.
What are some of the, and this is one of those stories you hear about annuities, that when you die, you lose some of the money. Is there any truth to that? Or is that just old wives' tale somewhere?
That's an old wives' tale. And any annuities that are marketed today, whatever the values you have in there immediately are fully paid out to beneficiaries. There is no loss, ones that we work with. And I will tell you, there are ways today also. One thing we wanted to talk about today is fixed annuities are not the only way to save money today with an insurance company. You know, interest rates have fallen a lot over the last decade. And some people look and say, you know, Ron, I really like that 3% and 4%, but is there a way I could make bigger interest? I will give you an example. I had an individual come see me. I think it was about 7 years ago, and he decided he didn't want to participate in the market anymore. This was a decision he made, but he said, Ron, I want to earn as much as I can on my annuity. What do you recommend? And I found him a couple of indexed annuities with a very reputable insurance company, and now we move forward 6 years. When I look back at the interest credits, this gentleman made over 11% compound for that six-year period. Now, I did not know that was going to happen. But what we did, maybe we had an insurance company that said, I'll pay you a 4% interest rate. Well, we got an indexed annuity, and what happens in that is instead of taking that 4% interest rate and adding it to my policy, the insurance company goes to Wall Street, and they go to a broker, and they say, you have this S&P option. If I give you 4% today, what will you give me back for that 4%? And I remember in this particular policy, they had a 2-year option, which means I'm going to give you my 4% interest this year and my 4% interest next year. And they came back to us and said, if you will do that, I will sell you a 2-year S&P option for 25%, which means if the market went up 25% in 2 years, instead of adding 8% to his policy, 4% a year for 2 years, we added 25%. Well, in his particular case, the market happened to go up 25%. So instead of putting 8 in his policy over the 2-year period, we put 25. Well, then the insurance company came back and said, do you want to do interest now, or would you rather purchase an option again? Well, he liked the result, so he decided to do it again for 2 years. The result of that was they offered us 25, and I think he made 18. Well, now we're 4 years in. And he says, you know, Ron, I really like this. And I said, well, do you want to change over and just take the 4% interest? No, Ron, I want to keep going. Well, the insurance company came back and offered a 37% two-year option because that's what 8% would buy at that time with the volatility. Well, as it turned out, the market went up 37%, and he made a 37% credit in 2 years. I had no idea that was going to happen in that six-year period. But what I did for him was I protected his deposit and tried to create a way for him to make better than that 4%. And in his case, it worked out that way. But I will tell you, if we did that and the market went down that two-year period, then he would not get a credit back. He gave up his 4%. But actuary studies show that if you stay with that philosophy, and if the market typically performs 70% of the time, you have a very good chance of making more than the fixed rate that's offered in that policy.
All right. Darwin, tell me, how do I sign up?
Well, again, you can call us at 913-317-9210, and if it's after hours, just leave a message. Or, you know, come and find us on todaysdollarshow.com. And I think in our next segment, we're going to really talk a little bit more about those indexed annuity products and how they're built, so stay tuned.
All right, we'll be back right after this on Today's Dollar. This is Today's Dollar on FM 103.7 and AM 710 KCMO. I'm Mark Andrews. DC and Ron Essery from IPG are here answering questions about annuities and other things. And basically, they teach people how to better handle their money and do things that I never knew were possible, because I'm one of those people that have never been a good saver. And Ron has said it's never too late to start, and Ron's going to go a little bit more into that. But DC, quickly, tell us how to get a hold of you again.
Yeah, again, you can call us at 913-317-9210. You can call us during the day. Ask for Ron or DC. If it's after hours, just leave a message. We'll get back to you right away. Or look us up on todaysdollarshow.com and look at some of our information.
All right, Ron, tell us what's going on.
Well, here's what I would say today before the show ends today. I want people to understand, if you're somebody that would like to earn savings, interest rates on your money, but you don't feel comfortable risking that deposit to get that done, then an annuity is a perfect plan for you. And have somebody sit down and explain all the benefits of it, the term of it. But I want to ask Carrie, you know, I mentioned to you recently about an index annuity, which is becoming very popular in the marketplace today. And Carrie, out of all the annuities sold, if I were to ask you, how many people choose the fixed interest rate, how many people are using indexes, what would you tell me?
Well, the indexes have really taken over. And it's about $50 billion sold on an annual basis in the annuity in the fixed market, but 10 of that is just fixed rate. $40 billion is actually going into indexed annuities. And part of that is because indexed annuities, they include a fixed account. So you're not giving up a traditional fixed rate by buying one. You still get a fixed account option. But if you want to try to earn a bigger interest credit than that, you have that option as well.
Yeah, I think what people like about the flexibility is every year you sit down and decide, how do I want to earn my interest in this policy? And I'll tell you, when I look and I say, well, let's just be honest with ourselves. Over the last 5 years, do I think this low interest rate environment would work for a benefit for me? Or do I think if there's a way I can figure out to get an interest credit out of that stock market without risking my money, would that have earned me more money? Well, in the last 5 years, you would have been better to be in that indexed annuity, because by the time you add those credits up, it's going to be higher than that fixed rate. Now, it doesn't happen all the time, but Carrie brought out a really important part. I have the choice every year to make that decision. You know, I don't claim to be an expert in the stock market, but I'll tell you what I've heard all my life. You buy low and you sell high. Well, I think there's times maybe I don't even want to be in the market. Maybe I want to sit on the sideline and just draw an interest rate. These annuities allow you to do that. So you choose when you want to be in, how much you want to be in. Another feature is, you know, maybe if I have $100,000, maybe I only want to put $50,000 in the index and I want to put $50,000 in the fixed. You have the choice of how you'd like to try to earn interest on your money. So the flexibility is just tremendous.
What do you tell people for the first time when they come in to see you? What do you, give me the nuts and bolts of what you teach them.
The people that I've worked with, when I sit down and visit with them, I let them know up front. I have people in my office that if you want to be in the market, that's for registered investment advisors. That are for people who deal with that on a daily basis. And I will certainly connect you to those people if that's what you want to do with your assets. If you want me to work with any asset that you do not want to risk it, but you want me to figure out a way to get you the highest credit on that, that's what I work with. And I show people, my job is to explain to you how you get that credit, how much that credit will be. And because I have actuaries and I know what the insurance company is going to put in there every year, we can pretty well estimate what that contract's going to do for the next decade. Because once you buy the annuity, the purchase is done. And we can certainly figure out about how much interest they're going to pay you over that contract and what we're going to do with that interest. So I just lay it on the line with people. I'm not telling you what to do, how to do, but whatever portion you have that you want me to work with, it is my job to teach you exactly how it works. I want you to know it as good as I know it. And I think today, the thing that is sad, sometimes I'll look at people and say, what are you earning on that 401k? They don't even know. Well, I want it to be important to people to know what it is.
401ks are usually like stock market bound, are they not?
No. What a 401k is, we're on the subject, actually a 401k is a tax law. A 401k is a group retirement plan that you have to be in a group to get. An IRA is an individual retirement plan. Now, you can take different type of savings and qualify them as your 401k. You could put a certificate of deposit in a 401k. You could put an annuity in a 401k. You could put a stock in a 401k. It has to do with a tax law more than a product.
DC, how do we get a hold of you? How do we learn and how do we get involved?
Well, just remember, what we're here to do is to educate not only our individuals but brokers. So if you come in, you know, our job is to give you that information so you can make an informed decision, because after all, it is your money. Give us a call at 913-317-9210 or look us up on todaysdollarshow.com, and we'll plan on seeing you next week.
You've been listening to Today's Dollar with DC and Ron, and I'm Mark Andrews, right here on FM 103.7 and AM 710 KCMO.